Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. When I think of Jesus leading us all the way, I think of Psalms 23. Do you know that by heart? It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." When you skip down a bit, it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Jesus is with us all the way. He leads us all the way. We have nothing to fear, nothing to be afraid of. Jesus is the one leading us. Let's sing, "All the Way My Savior Leads Me."
All the way my Savior leads me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, all the fullness of His love, perfect rest to me is promised, in my Father's house above. When I wake to life immortal, wing my flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
How are you doing learning these books in the New Testament? Are you doing all right? So here we go. Let's start with Matthew, and we're going to go all the way through James. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. Excellent job. If you want, you can practice with one of the adults in your family anytime throughout the week. But for right now, let's get to our lesson study. Hello, boys and girls. How are you? I'm glad that you're back with me again today as we study some more about a story that Jesus told. Before we get started, let's bow our heads and let's pray that Jesus will send His Spirit to help us to understand and to see what He would want us to see. Dear Lord, thank you so much for the Holy Spirit that gives us wisdom and helps us to understand. It's the oil in our lamps as we read from your word. We pray that you will give us understanding and love and a greater knowledge of you. In Jesus' name, amen. I have a story for you, and you might recognize it. There was a man who was a very faithful servant, at least for a while. He was a faithful servant. He did his work well. But one day he thought that his master had made a very poor choice, a poor decision. Some very wealthy man had offered to give his master all kinds of clothing and money in appreciation for what his master had done. But the master had said, "No, it wasn't me, it was God. Go your way." Well, this servant thought that his master had just lost his mind and that they could use that money. So you know what the servant did? He snuck out the back door of the house and ran after the wealthy man who had already left down the road. He went running up to him, shouting and saying, "Wait, wait! There were a couple people that came and they need some clothing and they need some money. My master sent me, and so can you give it to me?" Well, the wealthy man was like, "Of course." So he grabbed the clothing and he grabbed the silver and he gave it to the servant and he said, "Wait, take more, take more." And the servant said, "Well, if you insist, of course, okay, I'll take more." And then he went back and he hid it. came back into his master's house acting like there was nothing wrong, nothing had happened. But God had spoken to his master, and his master knew what had happened. So his master asked him, "Where did you go?" And the servant said, "Oh, me? I didn't go anywhere." But he had, and he had told a lie. He had been selfish, he had been greedy, and he wanted everything for himself. Was he a faithful servant? No. And in fact, there was a very serious consequence for his actions. He ended up having leprosy, and not just him, but his descendants. That means his children and his children's children. They all had to live with the dreaded leprosy disease that made you an outcast of society. Jesus is now about to tell the story of a servant who was different than yesterday's. Yesterday's servant was faithful and good and did the right things. But the story that Jesus is about to tell is similar to the story of Gehazi, the greedy servant. In this story, the servant must have been like people who act one way when certain people are watching, but then they act another way when they aren't being watched. The master in this story must have thought that he could trust the servant because he left him in charge while he was gone on a trip. If you don't trust somebody, are you going to leave them in charge? No. He made it so that he was the perfect servant, but then his master went away on a trip. And when he didn't come back as soon as he was expected, the servant showed what he was really like. What did he say and how did he act? Let's look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 48 and 49. Matthew chapter 24, verse 48 and 49. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, and on and on. We're learning those, aren't we? Well, Matthew is the first book. Chapter 24, so look for those big numbers, or it might just say chapter 24 in your Bible, and then look down the little numbers. We're looking for verse 48 and 49, and I'll give you a clue. It's right before Matthew chapter 25. So if you find 25, just go back a little bit and you'll be in Matthew chapter 24. And then you can find verse 48 and 49. If you need more time, pause the recording. And then when you're ready, press play again. Here's what it says.
But if that evil servant says to his heart, "My master is delaying his coming," and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards.
Oh no! This servant is so different from the one in the other story that Jesus told. When his master was away, this servant was cross and angry. Do you see that? Yeah, he began to beat his fellow servants. He began to eat and to drink with the drunkards. So he was drinking alcohol. And when we drink alcohol, what does that do to our minds? It makes it so we can't make good decisions. And it makes it so that we might even hurt other people. He fought with the other servants. He even beat them up. He sometimes spent time and money on parties and getting drunk. Do you think that he expected his master to be back very soon? I don't think so. In fact, he might have even thought that his master was dead. So he's in charge and this is his place. We don't know for sure, but that could be a possibility. Can you imagine how he felt when his master walked in one day and saw for himself just what was happening? Oh, it was terrible. And the end of the story isn't happy for that servant. He lost his job. He was called a hypocrite. And he ended up dying a very painful death. Look at verse 50 and 51.
The master of that servant will come on the day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him into and appointed his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
What did a very wise man say about the two different kinds of people that Jesus told about in these two different stories? Let's look at Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. Proverbs is right after Psalms. So it's in the Old Testament. Psalm, Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. It's kind of towards the middle of the Bible. We're going to look in the Old Testament. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15. This is something important that we all need to know and that we all need to follow. Proverbs chapter 13, and then about halfway through the chapter, verse 15, it says,
"Good understanding gains favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard." Proverbs 13, verse 15.
When we have good understanding, when we do what God wants us to do, when we follow His guidelines that He gives us, we will have favor. Life will be easier just because we're not making bad decisions. Because when we make bad decisions, guess what happens? Bad decisions bring bad consequences. When we make good decisions, then naturally there will be good consequences. Now, I'm not saying that it'll be good and perfect and we'll have just a wonderful life and bad things will never happen. No, that's not true. Just look at Joseph. He made a good choice. He made a good decision and he was still accused and he ended up being thrown in jail because of it. But did God use it for good? And did God use that bad circumstance to bring him to Pharaoh and to put him in the right place at the right time? Yes, He did. So when we look at this verse, we're not saying that if you follow God, that nothing bad will ever happen. It just means that life will go easier because good choices bring about good consequences. But the way of the unfaithful is hard. When we are not faithful, the way is hard. Do you know what a hypocrite is? It's someone who pretends to be what he really isn't. Was that what the servant in this second story was doing? He pretended to be a good and a faithful servant. The master left him in charge and trusted him. But when the master delayed his coming, what happened? He ended up doing wicked and terrible things. And did he have a good, happy life after that? Or was it just death? It was death. What kind of servant will be ready to go with Jesus when He comes back? Do you know? We want to be like that first servant. We want to always be ready for Jesus to come. Let's read Matthew chapter 24, verse 45 through 47 again. Matthew chapter 24, verse 45 through 47. Here's what it says.
"Who is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods."
When we are faithful, when we do what our master Jesus wants us to do, He will put us in charge. He will end up giving us a special blessing. We will end up being rulers up in heaven with Him when we are faithful. I want to be faithful today. What about you? Did you know that we cannot do it on our own? We need Jesus to help us to be faithful. So let's pray and ask Him to help us to be faithful and be ready when He comes. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that You will give us Your love, that You will help us to be faithful, that even though Your coming may be delayed, that will not bother us. We will be ready at any time, at any moment. Thank You for Your love and Your care for us. Amen. All right, we have our memory verse. "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." I want to be ready for that day. How about you?
Matthew 25:13.
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor
which the Son of Man is coming. Watch, therefore. For you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.